coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Get out and live in business.
To remind you, oh, sorry, I heard them playing the hits of Alanis Morissette out there just a second ago.
It's hopping out there, Cliff.
It's such a party.
You know, when they get into Alanis, it's getting hopping.
I know. It's have we ever had a party like this in our motel room before?
Not with this many people.
No, not with this many.
No, this is part of a better turn. She's a wonderful person. You know, she is. She wants to just bring together people together and have a party for them all.
She loves being a hostess.
She's been a long road on this ride tour. She needs to do some hosting. So, you know, this is her hosting. Yeah. We're doing our hosting.
It happened to coincide when we're right here in the booth doing our show, which is okay.
I wish we could have invited all these people over to the courtyard rather than inside of our room.
And we could have performed the show for them
instead
of them just being outside not paying attention to us.
I know. I mean, we're playing it. They're just not listening.
Well, you know, they got music going out there. They're dancing. They're drinking. They got chips and dips and everything you could imagine.
I would be paying attention to the chips and dips, too.
To the chips? Ooh, you didn't get any before you came in?
No, I didn't get any.
Uh-oh.
This is about a shirt and told me not to touch any of the food because it was for the guests first.
Oh. Well, I thought that I am a guest.
In our own room.
I'm a guest on this planet. Kendall, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, which is an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99.
Well, I know that.
Little station back in Busheltown known as KBSH. Did you know that, Smarty Pants?
I did.
You're listening to
Rye 99.
I love Busheltown. I miss it so much.
Well, blow it out your bushel. Tell me what this show is about.
Oh, so nice, Cliff. We're talking about the sun this week.
The sun.
The sun that brings us so much light and warmth and
it's
joy.
It's the sun.
Don't you love the sun?
And it makes me smile all around. Don't you love the sun?
Just picture it like that cartoon sun in Roger Rabbit. It's just like bouncing around and singing.
Yeah. You know, the whole world is a great world after all.
I mean, it'll burn you.
I do hate the sun a little bit because it's just too hot.
I know. Well, it does get hot, but the alternative is darkness and freezing.
Oh, I loved it. I got really excited. I thought of a planet, a dark, frozen planet, and I got
live on Pluto.
So excited. I would, because just leave me the hell alone.
Just you on Pluto.
Yeah, get away the hell from me on my Pluto planet.
Well, Cliff, you'd be so far away from the sun.
It wouldn't that be nice? Kendall, did you know Earth. We base our calendar on the sun's movements around the Earth.
We do indeed.
The sun moves around the Earth. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, the whole thing, we all travel through space in a big vortex.
It's just a vortex.
I mean, the sun's moving, we're moving, and yes.
I can feel a Peabody Award, maybe a National Science Foundation Award. We could make the cover of the New England Journal of Medicine with this episode for its hard facts about the sun and space. We've only just begun.
Oh, we've only scratched the surface.
Let's get deep into it. How old would you say the sun looks?
That's a look a day over 40 million years.
Well, you know what? That's pretty good because it's 4.5 billion years old.
Oh, it's practically middle-aged.
May we all look as good as the sun. Now, that's true. The sun is middle-aged. It's halfway through its lifetime.
That's why I love the sun so much. We have so much in common.
It's so huge.
So middle-aged.
Very sweaty.
It must be starting to get really depressed up there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know the sun's going to be the size of Earth one day?
Will it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's going to shrink.
No, don't do it.
Before it explodes, yeah.
It's going to shrink before it explodes. That's how you'll know it's about to happen.
That's why if we ever lose weight, we know we're about to explode.
I think that's one worry we don't have to add to the list. Oh, Molly, isn't this party? Oh, it's such a wonderful party.
Oh, it's wonderful to have all these people over, dear. They're such wonderful people. See, you just gotta stop and meet everyone and talk to them.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I mean, it is fun.
It's been fun. Did you? There were some people spiking the punch over there,
though. Oh, Kendall is eagle eye.
I'm trying to help Miss Spider, but better trying. I know she doesn't want to give something inappropriate to guests that don't want it.
Oh, boy.
It's terrible.
Please relax, Kendall Bowen.
I can't relax.
You gotta relax. Just relax.
Oh, dear. It's gonna be fine. All these wonderful people.
Exactly.
You just gotta trust them. They're wonderful people.
Just trust in your fellow man.
Okay. Yes, dear. Of course.
Of course.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my. Oh, do you see over there the children there playing pin the tail on the donkey?
God, didn't you love playing pin the tail on the donkey?
Oh, yes. Oh, it was one of my favorite games as a child.
Oh,
of course.
And Marco Polo.
Oh, I never met him, but we did. We used to play pin the tail on the donkey back in the yard of my Uncle Pepperoni's house.
Oh, wonderful.
He had a donkey named Donkina, and you would pin the tail right on her.
Oh, dear, I hope it didn't hurt her.
Oh, no, she was numb from the neck down.
Oh, that's a wonderful story, dear.
Well, I think, now, would you go get Kendall some chips and dips?
Oh, dear, I just want to make sure there's enough for everyone first, dear. You know, it's proper etiquette for the host to think first.
Yeah, good thinking on that.
Okay, well, maybe get Cliff's thumb. Oh, of course, dear. You already had some. I'll get you some, dear.
Would you like a refill on that bar? I can take a refill.
Okay, dear. We'll be right back. I guess I'll have some of yours.
All right. I'll share with you in the interest of humanity and
that's good.
Friendship
that's
and
good.
Love and all that shit.
I love it. Wonderful sentiments.
Kendall, did you know that the sun, you could fit about 1.3 million Earths into it if you so desired?
Oh, I don't desire, but that is insane.
Just why would somebody do that?
That sun is big.
It's a big ass bitch.
The energy created from the sun comes from its nuclear fission.
Ooh.
Fusion, not fission. Can you believe that? What if we had some nuclear fusion power in our planet?
Whoa. Man.
That'd be crazy.
Can you stop and think about what that
would
mean?
Too bad Stephen Hawking isn't around to explain what that would mean.
Too bad. Kendall, here's a fact about the distance of the sun from the Earth, okay?
Okay.
Here's another fact about the sun. It's closer emotionally to the Earth than all other stars.
Emotionally?
Yeah, because it feeds us. What other planet has... people like us on it?
Well, none.
None.
So, you're right.
Damn few.
You're right.
Of course I'm right.
You know the distance between the Earth and the Sun changes?
No.
Because we travel on an elliptical orbit path.
We travel when the Earth is there and the Sun is orbiting it, and it just changes, huh?
Wobbles. Just changes. That emotional pull.
Emotionally.
Just goes away and comes back.
Emotionally.
Anywhere between 147 to 152 million kilometers.
Wow. That's quite a margin of error.
Emotional distance.
Emotional distance. Distant relatives. Kendall, light from the sun. Do you know how long it takes to get to Earth?
One light year?
Yes. Or very close to that, 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh. Okay, that's faster than I thought.
The original name for Buzz Lightyear was Buzz 8 minutes and 20 seconds, but...
but that was in college.
Didn't look as good on the marquee, folks.
Do you know the sun has a powerful magnetic field?
But... are you telling me that if the sun wasn't there, the Earth would just travel in a straight line?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, holy shit. What if we were just on the Earth going in a line forever and ever and ever?
Well, then we'd have no sun.
Do you think that would
bring... darkness and we'd be in coldness.
Would that bring about a more, like, close-knit brotherhood of man? We're all traveling on this thing together.
The sun just went away.
We don't know where we're going, but it's in a straight line.
I feel like we're going that way already.
I think we are.
Yep. The sun is gone.
We're leaving... on a jet plane.
Planet.
Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, Kendall, I hate to go. What else about the sun? What's your favorite sun memory? That eclipse that we watched back wherever that was?
That was a good one, yeah. That was a lot of fun. I was just going to say playing in the sun as a kid. But yes, the eclipse was a wonderful sun.
I could just hear your mother now saying, Kendall, get on out there and play in the sun.
No, she's like, Kendall, get in here. You're allergic to the sun.
Did she tell you that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was allergic to the grass.
Yeah.
When I would, like, roll around in the grass, I'd have to take Benadryl.
Allergic to exercise.
I was.
Oh, and vegetables.
So she was like, here, just take this Benadryl and go to sleep.
Well, that's why you have so many good memories of her.
I do. I was in a half of a coma, and I'm in Benadryl.
But who can blame you, kid? You were a kid, I was a kid, but now the kids, they're saying some different kind of stuff.
Oh, dog, your kids.
What are they saying, Kendall?
They're saying all kinds of stuff that I don't even feel comfortable saying on the show, but I'm going to.
You're
going
to have to say it
anyway. I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Oh, boy. Did I leave my serving fork in here?
Your serving fork?
I've got to serve some of those wieners to some of our guests.
Oh, is that it sticking out of Charles' underwear over there?
Oh, my. Oh, Charles, what are you doing with my wiener for? Oh,
God,
you're scratching downtown.
Oh, he had a different name for it.
He found it.
That's what Charles was calling it.
That's what Charles was calling it. All right, Kendall, are you ready for whatever this is?
I'm ready for what the kids are saying.
Tell me.
All right. Cliff, have you heard of a waffle stomp?
A waffle stomp?
Yes.
No, is it a dance you do when you eat waffles?
No, it's close. It's when you defecate in the shower and then you proceed to stomp it down the drain with your foot in a hurry to cover up the evidence. Call the old waffle stomp.
No.
I don't know why anybody would do that.
I don't know why anybody would do
that. But that's what the kids are saying.
Kendall, if you want to go around doing that, I'm not going to judge you, but okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just reporting the news.
Oh, my God. I'm glad the music is too loud out there for them to hear you talking about these things that the kids are saying.
It's a good thing it's not hot subjects.
Kendall, Fripp.
Fripp? But what did you call
it? It's an event in the case that a person farts while tripping. If I hadn't tripped and pushed you, you wouldn't have fripped.
Whoa, can you just imagine, I bet you fripped
a bunch of times.
Rip every day.
You rip, whoa, you just fall down.
As you get older, it just happens.
The old fart comes out.
I'm turning into Mr. Snodbottom more and more every day.
Oh, my.
Cliff, have you heard of candling before?
Candling.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Isn't that what the people do in New England? They dip the wick and they make the candle. And that's something the Amish do.
That's the more tame version of it. This is when you take a candle and you just stick it up wherever you need to. That's called candling. That's what the kids are saying.
Well, that's not very creative.
Well, hey, the kids are getting dumber and dumber.
Dumber and dumber. Man. Kendall, blanket gravy. Now, I know you've had your...
I'm afraid to know what blanket
gravy
is.
You've had a few bouts of blanket gravy around here. Kendall, that's when you fart but accidentally have diarrhea in the bed under the covers, creating blanket gravy. Used in a sentence is, Kendall had an accident last night and they had a blanket gravy moment in bed.
Oh, gosh, that sounds horrible. Chunky blanket gravy.
I didn't say it sounded good and people should do it.
I'm sure it's happened to everybody, including myself.
Definitely you.
Definitely me.
Definitely defecatingly you.
I told you that in confidence.
In confidence. Kendall, it's just me, you, and the listeners.
Okay. Just a few. Just a few of them.
You know that means it's pretty well
it's close
kept
to the
secret.
Truth. Yeah. It is the truth, Cliff.
It is. Kendall, I can't handle the truth.
I know. Do you know what a pink Yeti is?
A pink Yeti. Mm-hmm. That's a Lady Bigfoot.
No, that is when you stick your penis in the freezer for sexual pleasure. I don't know why, but that's what they do, and it's called a pink Yeti.
Could live without hearing about that, Kendall.
Well, now you know.
Now you know, Kendall. I have one more
Okay. That's
going to bring us back to sanity.
Like blanket gravy.
Well, listen, that's just truth about what happened.
It's just truth.
Honk-witching.
Honk-witching.
Honk-witching. That's the act of when two musicians place sandwiches inside their trombones and honk them into each other's mouths.
Oh, okay.
You've seen that, remember they did that when we went to that symphony?
Yeah, it was the big thing. It was the big event of the night.
It was the big event of the night. Yeah. Oh, boy. Did I leave my top hat in here?
Well, did you have a top hat on earlier?
Oh, dear, was I wearing a top hat?
Dear, you don't have a top hat with you.
Oh, my. Why didn't you let me bring that top hat on the ride tour?
Dear, we've been over this, dear. The top hat didn't go with your outfit, dear.
A perfect time.
This is not a formal enough occasion for a top hat, dear. Oh, we weren't going to the opera.
But it would have been very impressive to all of our guests.
Oh, I'm so... If you'd had a top hat, I would have gotten to wear it and do a magic act with it.
Well, never mind the top hat. Where's my monocle? Did I leave it in here?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my dear. Have you seen my monocle?
Dear, I think you've had too much punch. Let's go over here, dear, and sit down for a moment.
Remember Kendall was warning you about that punch?
I told you.
See? Sarah packed quite the punch.
Dear, that just made it sound more wonderful.
Oh, I don't know. Where's my cummerbund, dear?
Dear, let's go get you a cucumber.
Oh, whoa.
I don't think so. Whoa, okay. Cliff. Do you want to hear something weird?
No.
No, okay.
I don't. I'd rather hear something about the sun.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got some facts for you about the sun.
Okay. Sun's coming up, down on Main
You know how hot
Street.
The sun would get, Cliff?
How hot to dawn hot? I don't know, about 110 degrees.
Oh, 15 million degrees Celsius.
Oh, that's how hot I usually feel everywhere I go.
Until the sun goes down
on me. What's your favorite song about the sun?
That one.
That one?
No, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. I don't.
What song is that?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I've heard people sing that. It must be an older song.
Oh, don't you love sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the years.
It just makes me sad. It goes by so fast.
One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Bad news, Kendall, also tears.
So many tears
are what it's laden with. But think about this. Think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I can hear it now. Think I'll go outside all day. I gotta get me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing.
Oh.
Yes.
Shine like the sun. That's a really good one.
Shine like the sun. Yeah. That is a good one. I love it.
On the sunny side of the street.
On the sunny, grab your coat and wear your hat.
Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Life would be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. And I've got to take a break and rest my voice so I can go out here and party.
Let's go sing some sunshine songs.
Sunshine day.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Marushan. Un hombre que su familia conoce y confía. Por la calidad y las deliciosas sopas de fideo. Ahora hay un nuevo nombre para conocer, yakisoba.
¿Qué es una yakisoba?
Son fideos de estilo japonés stir fry. Yakisoba ofrece varios sabores y se prepara en 4 minutos.
Así es la calidad de Maruchan.
Sopas de fideo de Maruchan y yakisoba. Búscalas en el supermercado en sección de sopas.
The prophecy has been fulfilled. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Oh, we're all fat.
We're all fat, and we're back.
We're all fat here. We've all got back fat here. And I went out and got some hors d'oeuvres. Did you? I saw you over there getting some.
I did. I finally got some. Miss Spider Bettishan finally let me have some. She said, looks like all the guests have finally arrived and they had a first pass.
Okay. And so you didn't get any of those wieners, did you? Because they're made of pig snout.
No, I didn't get any wieners. Okay. I wasn't about to touch anything with a wiener fork over there. I didn't know where it had been.
Oh,
okay. If you'll remember back.
Well, I'm drawn to things that are that shape. But I had, you know, I stayed away because I saw it had the no vegetarian sign.
I was drawn to all the green lettuce and stuff because it was sitting next to all the candy.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got one of these cookies over here. It's like those cookies you used to get at the mall where it's like two cookies but with like 8 ounces of frosting in the middle.
Yes.
Ooh, they're good. It says this welcome logo on there.
I didn't see those, but that sounds good.
Oh, I may have got the last three. And I've already eaten two of them, and I already touched this one, Sarah. I know you're so OCD.
I'm so OCD.
You wouldn't eat it even if I tried to offer it to you.
I mean, I would. Oh, there it goes. I was going to say I would eat around it, but it's gone.
Oh, it was good. You wouldn't have liked it anyway. Okay. Kendall, this is a show about the sun, and I just thought of something about the sun that I thought you really would want to know.
Oh, did you?
I really did.
Now, I believe you. What was it?
Think there's nothing you want to know about the sun?
I want to know all kinds of things about the sun.
Well, get this, bucko. The sun is actually a mixture of all the colors, which appears as white to the human eye. Can you imagine? Can we not learn anything from the damn sun in the sky?
Peabody.
It's a mixture of the sun, all the colors.
Like a prism of light.
It's all of us. We are all the sun, and the sun is all of us. And no, Kendall, no matter how many times you ask, the sun does not have any rings.
Any rings?
No rings. No, you know, there's some people out there saying, hey, guess what? The earth's flat and the sun's got rings. But they're wrong on both counts.
Wrong.
The sun is the closest thing to a perfect sphere that has ever been observed in nature. We are second, our bodies. But the sun...
Second and third. We'll tell you what order.
His sun is number one, numero uno.
Perfect sphere, huh?
It's as close to a perfect sphere as has ever been seen in nature.
It's all that gas.
It's all the gas. It's a beautiful gas giant.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Just don't look at it.
No matter what they say.
Words can't bring me down.
No. Oh, Kendall. Uh-oh. You want to hear something weird? No. We got to get them in here.
Come on in, Mrs. Butterbush.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure if weird is the right time for weird here. I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on out here, dude. These people are getting rowdy. Well, it's a party.
It's a party.
You knew this was going to happen, especially with the... I told you about the punch.
Oh, I saw Charles the contractor urinating into the bathroom sink.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Why will he stop urinating in there?
Oh, I was going to chill my margaritas in there.
Oh, stay away from that sink.
Stay away the hell. Now, listen, it's time we have to do this segment. You want to hear something weird, okay?
So, would you like to hear something weird?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing too weird.
Yes. Please, no, not too weird. There's too much going on right now.
Yes, I'm getting a headache from this loud party.
No. It's going to be nice and... It's going to be fun and lighthearted.
All right, okay, now tell us something weird.
All right, well, you know, have you heard of promposals?
Oh, I've heard of the prom.
Well, promposals are something that kids are doing these days.
Well, remember, we did go to that prom. We went to the hospital prom.
Oh, right. That's why I was thinking that. Dear, remember, we went to the prom together. No. In the hospital, dear. Wasn't it wonderful?
I don't have any recollection of any of those things.
Dear, it was wonderful. You would
love
it.
It was good. There, the girl, she was the queen. She was in the iron lung.
That was a fun time.
It was a hospital prom.
We should throw a prom somewhere.
Let's go to another hospital
basically
prom.
What we're doing now, we should have just had a prom.
Yeah, we should have seen if it's prom season in this country.
Anyway. Promposals. Kids are asking each other out to prom with big, extravagant promposals now. And so this one kid in Kentucky set up a table that someone was, like, giving birth, and he came out of the bottom wearing nothing but a diaper and said, I was born to go to the prom with you. It's a big viral video.
Oh, that sounds awful. Very inappropriate.
It's...
Should have had a privacy curtain.
It's weird and stupid.
That is?
Oh, terrible. Why are children doing those things these days?
They learn it from the idiot parents.
That's quite right, dear. Remember, you should just ask and bring flowers.
Yes. Not all parents are as good as you are, Sivalon.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
I can't wait
you're
to
the,
see
you're the
what
good parents.
Wonderful adults Fonky and Opie become.
They're going to be wonderful, dear. They have your wonderful thought processes, dear.
They have your wonderful sense of etiquette.
Wonderful children.
All right, well, I've got something weird we're all going to agree on. It starts like this. All tourists right. in Lake Macquarie, a two-hour train ride from Sydney, are ignoring warnings and feeding carrots to kangaroos.
Not carrots to kangaroos.
Yeah. Yeah, and they become aggressive at the sight of their favorite sugary snack, a tour operator
that
said.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, terrifying.
And each week, thousands of people flock to see the kangaroos near this place, and they're adorable and wild and tame enough to get close to and take photos with. And carrots in hand, the tourists approach the kangaroos, seeking a selfie with an Australian symbol. But it doesn't always end well. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This is true. A photo posted by a tour operator on Facebook showed a kangaroo leaping up to kick a tourist with its powerful legs.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds horrible.
Oh, my.
Other photos showed a woman with a scratched face and a man with a bloody gouge in his stomach.
It's like catnip.
It is. Kangaroos can occasionally be aggressive, but no matter what the circumstances are, about 90% of the time, it's people who are trying to feed them who are attacked. Can you believe this? Because they are so addicted to these sugary carrots.
Like crack for kangaroos.
It is.
My goodness, dear, that sounds horrible.
Yes, it's also, it's very dangerous for these kangaroos, too. It's bad health for them.
I might have went to watch the kangaroos, but not now, dear. What if someone wants to pull out a carrot?
Oh, no. If you see something, say something. Not
quite
and I
right,
know
dear.
I'll be saying something every time I see someone pull out a carrot, even if I don't know if a kangaroo is about, because what if one should hop up?
Oh, you're so observant, dear.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, I've got something weird for you.
That is weird.
It was weird, all
that
right.
That was weird. What was yours about before that? The prom.
The promposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a chance to redeem yourself here.
A group of Australian burlesque dancers are performing a truly stripped-down version Star Wars. The appropriately titled The Empire Strips Back, a burlesque parody, are storming California and celebrating the Star Wars Empire.
Oh, no.
My goodness, dear, that sounds very inappropriate.
Not appropriate at all.
Oh, dear, what if these partygoers hear this story? I wouldn't talk about such inappropriate things on the show. I thought it was weird.
Well, it's
weird.
It's unusual.
It's unusual and weird.
Kendall, in the Tony Denver suburb of Castle Rock, Colorado, the motto might be, if the house is rocking, do come a knocking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
residents on Avery Way are in a tizzy about the Thunderstorm Play Place, a 7,500 square foot home where neighbors told people that the owner invites swinging couples and singles to gather for wild sex parties.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh
my
god.
I can't take you hearing about all of these inappropriate news items.
We mustn't talk about such inappropriate things on the air.
Well, listen, this is more about the economy than anything else. Invitees must make a donation. $70 for couples, Kindle, so get out your checkbook. And single men are also $70, which I resent that I'd have to pay as much as Kendall and Susan, just because it's twice as less likely that anyone would want to have sex with
it's
me.
It's a BOGO. Buy one, get one.
It's BOGO. I'll BOGO you your go. Kendall, $20 for single women, though, whenever Susan wants to go alone.
$20?
Yeah. And the party.
Must be a shortage.
And that includes drinks, snacks, and potluck dishes. A neighbor was heard to say one had four crock pots showing up like they're going to a bunco party or something.
I hope crock pots aren't going to that, dear. We must talk to her.
Oh, no. If I hear about her going to a swingers party, I'll warn her against the negative effects it could have on her life.
Oh, good idea. That's a very teachable moment.
Yeah. So now the neighbors are getting mad. They want this guy to shut down, but he says, hey, we're just having a good time.
It's just sex.
We're just rock and rolling until the apocalypse comes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
There's so many inappropriate stories.
Oh, I think they should build some sort of house in front of that house so that no one should be able to see it.
It's like a facade, dear. A house facade.
Oh, I don't know these fancy French words.
It's a French word for a fake building front.
Now, everybody knows facade. I grew up watching Lynette Jennings on HGTV. So, but I want to know, which of those stories do you think was the weirdest?
Hmm. A See, I think just because of its lovable nature, dear, the kangaroos.
Oh, the kangaroos. What cuddly creatures. Oh,
I don't want to get close to them, but it was a cute story.
If one was here now, I would love to feed it a little carrot.
No,
it would
dear.
Be so cute.
Dear, you're not supposed to feed them carrots. That's what makes them attack. Do not remember that, dear.
Nonsense, dear. They're very healthy.
Oh, my goodness.
And health-conscious kangaroos.
I hope we never see any kangaroos, dear.
Oh, dear. Did you see that lamp fall off the bedside table?
Oh, my goodness, dear. Don't break things, please.
Oh what are y'all going to do? This party, I think, is getting out of hand.
Dear, you know, I think that they need to be sat down and have a nice lecture on what the appropriate etiquette is. Don't you think they would benefit from that?
Oh,
they would love that.
They would be very grateful, dear.
I know.
Hearing from you, a scholar on etiquette.
Oh, dear, I'm not a scholar.
Oh, you are a scholar, girl.
Just a hobbyist, dear.
Oh, no.
Don't you know, I would love it if I was at a party and someone sat down and talked about etiquette. Let's go out there and do that, dear.
That does sound fun. Everyone.
Excuse me. Can I have your attention, please?
Sit down over here.
Well, let's see how this goes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know. Who knows? This culture, they may love etiquette. They might want to hear what she has to say.
Oh, there! Some people are starting to leave.
Oh.
Ouch.
Well, there'll be more leftovers for us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kendall, what is something that we're supposed to do? Don't touch this dial. Kendall, would you not touch the dial?
I forgot. Don't touch the dial.
Don't touch it. Kendall is losing his perspective in all space and time.
There's just so many dials, so I want to touch them
There's so many dials, and all I want to touch them all.
I got a question for you, Cliff.
Whoa!
Are you excited?
All right.
Cliff, what sitcom's original theme song was Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right. Was that old Happy Days?
Happy Days!
Oh, what
we're here again.
Reminder of the olden days. Mm-hmm. Kendall, I've got a question pour vous.
All right.
What sitcom TV reporter once got so drunk, now don't judge her too bad, that she faxed a photo of her breasts?
Oh, my goodness.
On the old fax machine.
Murphy Brown.
That was the Murfster.
It was, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just threw that out anywhere.
Oh, I watched a badly dubbed version of Murphy. She was on TV last night.
She was photocopying her boobs?
No.
Or her faxing her boobs?
It wasn't that one.
Oh.
She was trying to decide what to name her baby.
Close enough. Cliff, what CBS sitcom topped the Nielsen ratings for a record 5 years beginning in 1971?
1971, was that All in the Fat Family?
It was All in the Family.
Oh, that would be our show, All in the Fat Family.
Yes, we're all here.
All in the Fatties. Kendall, what part of Barbara Eden's body was finally revealed on the 1985 TV movie I Dream of Jeannie 15 years later?
Is that her belly button?
Her belly button.
It was scandalous back then.
Bet your bippy it was her belly button.
Bet your belly button. All right, Cliff, what rural Los Angeles sitcom spun off Green Acres and Petticoat Junction?
Green Acres is the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, there was.
Kendall.
Farm living.
Where did Wally and Beaver keep their pet alligator, making Leave It to Beaver the first TV program to show this receptacle?
Doghouse?
Oh, the receptacle known as a doghouse. No, Kendall, that was the old toilet bowl.
Oh, toilet bowl was a small alligator.
Yeah, it was a pet alligator.
I was thinking of a big old alligator. I'm like, where are you going to keep that?
Oh, well, okay.
But who was in charge of the letters N through R when hired to work at the Raleigh Police Department's fingerprint lab?
Uh-oh, was that the Barney the Fifester?
That was the Fifester.
Oh, Kendall, I've got one more for you.
All right.
Here it goes. Whose playhouse did one critic dub the Sistine Chapel of Nurseries?
That Pee-wee?
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Don't you think? I think Pee-wee's Playhouse may be the most perfect show that ever existed.
We need more things like Pee-wee's Playhouse these days.
Yes, we do.
We should start it.
We should start it. Let's build a playhouse. If we ever
too bad we look like this.
Back to Busheltown. We'll turn this booth into a playhouse.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea. We just won't get Charles to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Oh, my goodness.
All of the guests have left.
They all left when I started talking about etiquette. Such improper etiquette to leave during an etiquette seminar.
I don't know what they could have been thinking. I wish you could have told them about that, but they were already out the door.
I know, dear. I tried.
Oh, Sugar Lump, you gave it your all.
Sometimes people just don't want to hear the truth.
A lot of people can't handle the truth.
They just run from it.
That's why that's a popular saying.
That's true. Yeah, well, you are right, dear. It hurts so badly to see people leave like that.
Oh, my. Oh, Sugar Lump.
Just try to do the right thing.
Let's go over and have some of that leftover punch.
dear, quite right. That'll cheer me up.
All right, none for Kendall, though.
I'm not having any.
He's giving it the old stink eye.
The sauce is up.
The sauce is up. Order up. All right, this show, it's going off, right?
Yes. It is. Very soon, Cliff. Very soon. It's making me very sad.
It's making me sad. I've got some quotes here.
I do see they left some hors d'oeuvres, though. So I'm
I got to get up and go eat them. Mm-hmm. Kendall, all men should strive to learn before they die what they're running from and to and why. And that was said, in a murmur by James Thurber.
In a murmur. Should have spoken up.
Should have spoken it up, James.
Viv, if you want to shine like a sun, you first have to burn like a sun. And that was P.J. Abdul-Kalam.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Loved him on the basketball court. Kendall, and how am I to face the odds of man's bedevilment and God's? I, a stranger and afraid in a world I never made. And that was said by A.E. Housman. So just remember that, listeners. This is a world we never made. We're just humans
living in it.
On Earth. Humans on Earth, that's all we are.
You only do what you can do.
You do what you can do.
And be what you can be.
Be what you can be.
All right, Cliff, I'm getting to those orders.
I'm getting to them.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
We are all beautiful. The sun, and the sun is all of us.